Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host Tracy Mahan.
Hi,
Woohoo!
everyone. Woo! We've got them joining us in the chat.
Yay! Welcome, welcome,
I
welcome.
know everybody jump on in there. I'm going to do my speech about that. If you're watching this on a Friday night at 5 Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern, you're probably watching us live. And go jump in the chat room at BBS Radio and chat with us. So you just open the link up and it should open it up in BBS Radio, and then you can chat and say hello. And we'd love to know where you're from. We love it. And if you're not watching it at that time, you're probably watching a recording. But come back on a Friday night, go to Facebook, go to BBS Radio, come find us live and chat. All right. We got Australia, Texas, North Carolina, and I think New Mexico, but there's something blocking it. No, New York. New York.
Those are a little distance away from each
Yeah,
other.
you guys are like everywhere. I love it. So, and then did I say Australia? I think I said Australia.
Yes, that was
Yeah.
the first one.
So there's this thing
Everybody.
that says new comments and it sits right over the comments. So I can't see where
Oh,
people are from until the next person comments. That's
well,
weird.
that's not good.
How do I get rid? Oh, I got rid of it. I found a way.
Yay.
Okay, so the Philippines. Woo! And then
Woo.
another Australia. You guys are awesome.
Can I ask where in the Philippines?
You could, and then I'll read it when it shows up.
Okay, super.
Louisiana. I love it. All right, all over the place. So, hello, everybody. The Mercury in retrograde has been saying, "Hey, Tracy, how's it
it?
going? How are you? What would happen if we got your attention by crashing your website?
Oh man.
Oh, what would happen if we yeah, that kind of stuff." So, it's been a week.
Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm probably going to say it wrong. Manila. MANA.
Manila.
Manila. Okay.
Manila.
Okay.
I used to live in, do you know where Cavite City is or was?
Okay. The big questions, the Philippine questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that's been my week. Seven planets in retrograde. Did I understand that right?
I don't know. I know it's a bunch. It's a
Yeah.
bunch of planets, and they're just having fun hanging out
They
together.
are. I mean, as much as they're playing the crash up derby, which is, it is what it is. I've also had some phenomenal things going on. So that's awesome too. So,
Fantastic.
yeah.
Yeah, when I was reading about it the other day, because Jenny and I were curious as to what does this mean or think? And it's like, I know that retrogrades usually mean recycling back through, so you're reviewing, and that's what it was saying. It's like everything is in review. It's for you go back and kind of relook at all kinds of phases of your life and revisit and
Revisit. Yeah, but there's some renewal in there.
okay.
And a lot of times the Mercury in retrograde can also, if you have already started something, can bring it to completion. So that's where it actually can really benefit us, is when
Yeah,
it takes
glad to
something
do
that we've
that.
been working on and you're finally seeing it, come to an end. So that part's nice.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely not complaining, but I am laughing when these things show up. Like, oh, of course.
Well, you have to after a while. I mean, otherwise you're just going to be a grouch.
Yeah.
So
Well,
just
and I'm choosing to do weird electronic things in the middle of
why not? That makes it even more fun.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we should work on my website and update it while we're in Mercury in retrograde. Crash. Yeah, I should have saw that coming. Yeah. But of course, I've got someone amazing working on it and got it up and running and switched it
Wonderful.
around for me, got it updated. It's good. It's good. So I'm happy about that.
Good deal.
It all turned out. Okay. So we've got Mackenzie River, Oregon. Woo woo, Mindy from Oregon.
Yay.
And then, wow. Yeah, I know. What did you say?
Cavite
Cavite.
City.
Yeah. Yep. They know Cavite. Yes.
That's where we used to live. My father was stationed there.
Oh, cool. How old were you
We,
when that happened?
I was a baby. I
I
was
was a
little.
widow.
I was little. I would have
Everybody imagined baby Julia.
Little baby. I would have been my sister and brother were born there. And so I probably see, and I'm a year and a half, so a year and a half to three.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Wow. Year and a half to three and a half. I was little.
If you guys don't know, she has siblings.
I do.
You don't really talk about that much, but yeah, you have two sisters and a brother.
I do.
Mm-hmm. So full house. Wonderful. All right. Yeah, we got the few from Texas in the house. That's awesome. Okay. So
super.
What do we want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about?
All right. Pressure's on the audience. You guys bring it forward. Get us going.
Yeah. You know, it's because there's so many things. Something that has come up, and I made a comment about it this morning, but I don't feel like our group has any issues like this, but it might be good to put it out there because it's like it's something that's going on globally that I feel like we need maybe to look at with a different perspective or something.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into details because it's the details don't matter. Mm. It's the general. Because what they're showing me is that it's like, it's the same song, just a different title, if that makes sense. And you'll see all these things keep going on. I mean, there's several things out there and where it's trying to create, I don't know if it's exclusion or what, but trying to create something about a group or about a something, you know, and it's like, okay, well, we need to be upset with that because, you know, and it keeps going that we need to, there's something wrong with that group because, you know, and that kind of a thing. And what they're saying is what's really important is that we remember, let me get my thoughts in here straight. It's all about unity. And it's all about the collective and all about being one. And that's where we are moving toward. And as long as we keep singling out groups of people or categories or things like that and slinging arrows and things at them with our ever so subtle judgments that we many times don't even realize we're making. We are judgmental. We make judgmental statements. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times I catch myself, oh my gosh, that's being very judgmental.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it could be because of the way the title, the headline is, you know, it makes people, yeah, you know, or something. I don't know. But it's like every time something like that happens, we're not going toward our goal of unification and global, you know, collectiveness and all these wonderful things. So, but it was really funny because they're like, it's no different. All these things have the same thing in common, and that's that we're doing that. So it's like, don't anything get singled out like that. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So I loved when they said, same song, different title. You know, it's the same old song. So if you can recognize it earlier, then maybe you can work with it in a different way, catch yourself sooner with how you think about it, how you address it, how you... Yeah, you go forward and let it affect your life.
Yeah, and I've had sessions like that with clients where it's like, okay, well, you know, you need to let go of judgment, step out of anger, that kind of thing, in order for this to no longer be mirrored back to you.
Because
that's it too, is, you know, we're getting all mirrors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And catch yourself in those loops because, you know, it seems like the common response is, well, how am I supposed to do that when this keeps happening?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take yourself out of that in order for it to keep happening.
It's easy to catch the very blatant judgments. I mean, they're easy.
Absolutely.
That's what I meant by the very subtle ones. They're not so easy. And even, you know, even positive judgments, that's a judgment. So it's like, you know, even though like, oh, that should be good.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, that's where we can really trip ourselves up is constantly, right? Every single thing. Oh my God, that's a judgment. That's a judgment. But I feel like maybe definitely we want to check the things that take us out of alignment.
I think so too. Yeah. Brilliant.
And maybe that's the barometer is the alignment.
And we can't know how to do that unless we go through it. So don't judge yourself for being judgy. You got to
Exactly.
go
You
through
just
it in order to catch it,
catch
in order to go,
yourself.
oh, yeah, I see what you're
Yeah.
saying. Yeah.
Exactly. You just catch yourself and then reframe it, reword it, redo whatever to yourself, you know, and that's how you learn. That's how you move through it. You
Yeah.
yeah, don't judge yourself.
Exactly.
Then you're just on the same treadmill.
Yeah. Oh, they're saying the same things in the chat room. But yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, it's perfect. So yeah, that's a great thing to look at and reflect on during the Mercury in retrograde. What are the words that I'm using? We don't like to be called out on our stuff sometimes, you know, and
Yeah.
when that happens, it can cause us to put a guard up
Right.
and
I'd rather call myself out than have somebody else call me out.
yeah. I have friends that when they do it, I'm like, oh yeah. But if there's other people, if they do it, I'd be like,
that. They're always finding
gonna make
something.
the face. If you see that, run. No. So, yeah. No. Yeah, it is. Sometimes it can be a bitter pill to swallow. Is that how they say that?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think so.
definitely. Nobody's putting a theme up here yet that I can see, but you don't know what they're putting up there. So maybe I could just make one up myself. Be like, oh, yeah, they want to know why. No. You guys, come on, help us out. What do you want to know? What do you want us to talk about?
Yeah, this is your show.
Okay,
We are
so.
here to serve.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's Jane here. I had a huge mirror lesson recently. Why did it take a whole lifetime? It didn't. Unless you're saying goodbye. No, but it didn't take a whole lifetime. But I guess we
It
need
takes
to
what it
know
takes.
more.
You know, it takes what it takes, and you can look at it as everything leading up to that point was necessary to get you to that point to have that reflective moment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
it doesn't matter. I mean, and if you look at it, I don't want to make a judgment here, but it's like, yeah, I know it's like, ah! I was gonna say, if you look at it that way, you might be kind of, you know,
this.
it's like maybe
I'm gonna
not
watch
the
Julia
positive
try
way
to
of
answer.
looking at it, but remember, it doesn't. Remember, there is no time. We're the ones that created time. We're the ones that are like, why is it taking a whole lifetime to do this? Hey, you're doing it. Yay! That
Be
could
glad
be
it's not taking lifetimes to do this.
correct. Yeah.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
like last week we talked about the generations, and that's still showing up as a
Yeah.
theme that, you know.
Yeah. You know, when you're saying that, that could be what, you know, Jane, maybe you've been working on this for lifetimes. Maybe in other lifetimes you've gone through it many, 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 many times, and now you got it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Bravo, darling. Bravo. So, okay, here's one for you. Twin flame sacred union couples.
Okay.
You wanted a theme.
What about
Just
wanted a
kidding.
theme.
I don't know. What's your opinion of twin flames?
Well, I think, you know, I people really get hung up on the twin flame thing. And not to be, you know, down on it or anything, but I think we can get caught up in that thing. You know, it's like, oh, I'm that's that part of me. I'm missing that part. I want that part. I need that part. You fulfill me, all that stuff, you know, you complete me.
But I think we know it goes deeper than that. There's like this pull to that person that you
Absolutely.
cannot explain.
No, absolutely. You're very correct. But and so that's when you find that person, that's what that is. That's probably that pull that's doing that.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, you're like, oh, I'm waiting to do this. It's like, I'm waiting for my twin flame. Then there's something that look inside. You have everything you need. Your twin flame is another complete part that has been with you all this time. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is don't. You don't want to get caught up in this stuff of there's a perfect person out there for you, so wait and hang all your stuff on that until you start your life. I mean, you
So
it
if
might
you're,
be that that person is waiting for you to get certain things accomplished and done before they come in.
kind of when you were saying that, what I'm hearing is when you're wanting for that twin flame or whatever sacred union, that wanting energy alone is telling you you're not in alignment with it yet.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, I agree.
So that would be something to look at. When you're in the wanting of it, you're not the energetic match to it. It's when you are settled in yourself that it'll show up.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next.
Yeah, and I do believe there are, you know, you have soulmates and twin flame. I've never gone into the differentiation. I never heard mom have any differentiations in the sessions that she had and her thing. And I've not seen it so much in mine either. So that's where I'm like, I kind of pull it all together in a group, and it can even go as, you know, to soul groups. I mean, many times, I mean, it happened with Tracy. It happened. There's several people in our group. When I saw them, it was like, you're one of the group. I mean, I didn't know it as a group then. I was just like, I know you. And then I met another person that had the same energy, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then so I said, yeah, we're part of the soul group. I'm like, okay. And then I saw another person had the same energy. I'm like, that must be the energy of the soul group. I know you by your energy.
So
I think it's that on maybe a deeper level. It's like, okay, maybe, you know, now you have someone that you work with a lot. Yeah, you have the soul group you work with together, and you probably come back, you know, a lot of times together and thing. Then you have others that you have maybe a closer connection with. You work even more together, and it could be they're just their grades of involvement with each other or something. Souls, I don't. I'm not the best person to ask that. I believe in, you know, I believe there are people out there that we really gravitate toward.
I believe that too. And I know I've experienced relationships, friendships, where it's so intense. And, you know, you're like, why is it so intense? Like, I'm just, like, I could literally feel, finish their sentence and feel their feelings. Mm-hmm. And that can be a very intense connection to have. And it can get confusing. But it can also be so expansive, because that relationship to me is more of a cosmic relationship. It probably meshes better in the etherical realm than it does in the physical one.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I agree.
A very etherical connection. And when you try to make it happen in the physical world, it's not, it doesn't have that same.
Yeah, you're here for different reasons on the physical. Yeah. You're doing other things, and so that doesn't. And when you're saying that, yes, I had that experience. And Tracy, I remember, I called her just crying and bawling because I'd had an experience like that. I'm like, I don't understand. What is this? I don't understand these emotions. And why am I having all this deep feelings? That was that, you know. And it was very, very confusing. Very.
It is, because it's not a match in the physical world like it is in the etherical one.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling it that intensely in that, because you don't have all the hangups that we have in our third dimensional reality, you know, it's like, I mean, we have so many constructs in the physical reality that we don't have in the etherical one. And so it's just a different experience completely.
Absolutely.
So if you have those, take it more into the etherical realm. And see what you do with it there, because that's very magical. In that
sense. One of the things Tracy did with me was, because those emotions were so strong and so deep, she just did a little thing of, well, let's go back and let's see where you first, you know, where you met, where it goes back to. And it was the most beautiful. And it's where I go back to. It's kind of like my home. That's how I feel about it. So
I'm smiling because I know exactly where she goes.
And all those emotions are there. And it's like, and that's what I think is some of that emotional stuff that's going on. It's because this being reminds me of home, I think, is part of what that is as well, because that's where it is. It's like, that's where we're together. And that makes sense.
It does. It's hard though on the human vibration of it. So so I agree with you with all that. And you know, the sacred unions, the twin flames, there are people that get to come in and have these glorious lifetimes. And I think that they've probably had a lot of, for lack of better words, shitty lifetimes to get there. So, you know, they earned their way to.
We select our lives. We come in with different things we want to accomplish. And if we've had some really, you know, we've had hard ones that are, we've been working and learning and all these things and stuff, then we probably might want a life that we, like you want to call it a reward. I mean, whatever. It's like something where we have, it might look like, you look at some people and they look like they're just skating right through, you know, it's like, maybe I'm going to be nice. I remember, but you know, we don't always know what goes on behind closed doors either, but on the surface, they look like they're just breezing and having just a really nice time. And I'm like, well, maybe they had a rough one last time.
Well, it's fun because I don't know when it was, but I heard it might have been one of my mentor teachers back in the day where she said, you know, sometimes we plan vacation lifetimes after having a lot of really difficult ones. We'll plan a really easy one to give ourselves a break because this world can be fun to come to when everything goes right.
Yeah, so exactly.
If you didn't set yourself up to learn a lot of lessons and you just chose an easy life where you maybe get to travel a lot and experience. And so there are those. So rather, I guess I called it a reward, but maybe that would be the wrong term because there is no punishments or it's just a vacation, taking a vacation.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. It's a vacation.
Many other ways of doing it. Yeah. Okay. So next question. Do you get any hits on the lights that went over the Ukraine?
I don't know anything about lights over Ukraine.
Okay, so now just see if anything comes in. Because I wouldn't have either, but I saw something very briefly, and I think that's what they're talking about, where there was this like a shower of lights that just went over, but they seemed really low.
I feel right here. I feel. So it's something of love. That's all I'm getting.
So they were just maybe activating the heart chakra.
It's I don't get that it's anything from a it just feels love, you know. It's like it's something from a love place. I don't feel anything doesn't make me sick or anything like that. I just feel it was just my this went you know, kind of it, you know how it is when a chakra is.
No, I want you to do the thing again then.
You know what I mean, you know, there's some things that I mean,
I love the visuals that you give though.
That way you fully know what I mean.
Let's get in it. Let's really get in there. And I don't know about some of you guys, but when I hear that gagging noise, it can induce vomit. So if I disappear, it's because she did it just right. No,
I won't do it anymore.
Oh my goodness, so funny.
But you know how, and this is in case you guys don't understand a little bit about tuning into your body and understanding like when it's trying to give you some messages like that, not necessarily from soul speak, but just from in general like that. I know when my heart chakra is, you know, it can feel different ways, but sometimes it's like it's a pressure. It feels like a pressure. That's usually how it feels. That's usually what I feel in the chakras. And it's like, it's just saying it's something from here is what it does. It's having me pay attention to it. My throat, if somebody needs to say something or I need to say something, it's like, it'll tickle or it'll get tight or something like that. It's pressure. It's usually a pressure feeling. And that's telling me, there's something going on, and I check in with myself real quick. Okay, is it me? Do I need to say something? Whatever. And if it's not, then I'm realizing I'm picking up on somebody else. So
lovely. Okay. What was I going to say about that?
What do you guys get on the lights? I mean, what?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So years and years ago, back in the little bit more still attached to the Catholic religion growing up and all of that, there was these visions of Mother Mary in Medjugorje. Have you ever heard of that? The apparitions in Medjugorje? So in these apparitions, Mary appears to these children at the top of the hill. This is in our lifetime, this happened. And she told them that there will be signs in the sky. So that's that gives me chills. But that's the stuff I think of when I see things like that. That there's signs in the sky and to watch the skies, there's going to be signs in the sky. And that's leading up to the change that we will experience. So to answer everyone that had the question, why is there signs in the sky? It's leading up to the world, the change that we all talk about, right? And so for me, the fact that you're feeling this love and heart chakra And they're just saying, you guys keep going. We're going the right direction. And there's no way your government can cover up this big mass of lights going through the sky, you know? So there it is. But
yeah, I get the feeling from what you're saying, basically. There's going to be eventually, like right now, it's like little things, but as you notice, things are getting where they're more visible and more people are seeing them. Well, that's going to keep happening until there is so much that you cannot deny it. You know, you just can't. No, you know, right now it's easy to just poo-poo it away. You know, it's like, oh, and before it was like really easy. You know, well, only one person saw it, you know, and okay, must be their imagination. Where now more people are seeing things. It's like, okay, it's not imagination, but what is it? And then as it keeps going, it's like, okay, it's not imagination and it's something. And what it, you know, it's been here for a while. So it's not here to hurt us. I mean, and that's where we always immediately go to, they're here to hurt us.
that might abduct you. That's another thing again. And it's again, the things that we say, we need to be careful of our words, because when we're calling in protection, so to speak, you know, and that's something that a few years back, I'm like, no, we need to protect ourselves. There's these things out there. And then the more you and I hang out, the more I'm like, you're right. If we're calling in protection, we're telling the universe, I want something to protect myself against. So they got to send us something to protect ourselves against.
Absolutely. You know,
and then we can do the ego thing and go, see, I needed the protection that saved me against that.
Yeah. You know, and a mantra that I use for years and years and years, I always feel really, really good with it and everything. But the last few years, every single time, if I say it, that's what it's doing. It's correcting me. But it was always, I'm always safe. I'm always protected.
Yeah.
And that's that part. Now it's going, what are you protected from? There's nothing to be protected from. You're always safe. If you're always safe, why do you need protection?
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah. And that was one of the points I was trying to make this week with someone, is that, okay, but that was that whole cycle thing again. It's like, but if I don't, that, you know, these things keep happening, but if you can rise yourself above that, then it can't find you. And
they're not there. You only create
an energy that isn't. So I do have to say this. If you do feel like you're kind of teetering back and forth in that denser energy, then that might be an appropriate thing to call in for yourself, as you might be dipping into a level of vibration that still attracts that to you. And that, I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, I'm just saying do what's right for you. Yeah. But the concept or the thought, the idea behind it is, if we believe that we're safe, then we're safe.
Yes. And, you know, and this brings up something that a lot of people, when mama's alive and doing her work, and they were always beating that drum of malevolent, is that the word, malevolent ETs and all these things. It's like, she just doesn't know. She just hasn't contacted them. She doesn't know. She's not paying attention to them, whatever. And it was like, what it was is, so she didn't believe in them. And so they didn't enter her world. And that's what we're talking about here. Yeah. This is why she never encountered them, because she didn't believe that they were there. That she only believed she was safe. She always believed what she was being told, which was that it's all fine. It's all love. It's all good. So that's where you want to check in with yourself. What is it I believe? Because that's where you create from.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many things on that subject too, you know, it's like, when we're working with those benevolent ETs, those out of this world beings that we're not so familiar with, but they're very high vibrational.
Yeah.
Again, they may be, and I was told this back again, way back in my, still in a lot of the Catholic energy stuff, that you got angels don't understand. They're very literal. And so when you're asking for help, they're going, with what? So if you're not telling them what you want help with, they don't know how to help you. And so I find that a lot of these collectives are like that, like when we say, oh, you're being brought out of body at night and you're working and that's why you're tired, I've learned in that we need to ask them, can you do that in a way that doesn't make their physical body tired? And they're like, oh, like the first time I thought to ask that,
yeah,
was so enlightening that they didn't realize, yeah, of course we can do that. We didn't realize that you wanted that.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and they can't do things until you ask, because that's the law of non-interference. I had that experience when I worked with somebody that was having epileptic seizures. Well, they said it was, they diagnosed her that and they had her medications for that. When I tapped into her, I was feeling what she was feeling. And it was just like, oh, it was just too much energy. Because, and when I got the whole story that when she came in, she knew she was here to hold energy. And just like many of the waves are, they're here to hold the energy and carry it. And she would just like, give it to me, you know, I'm here, bring it on. So they did, you know, and it was like full power. And it was showing it to me how, you know, our energy comes in like a funnel in like this. Yeah. Hers was like on the Star Trek, the beam back, it was like all around her. So it was very overwhelming, which is why she was reacting to the in the electrical system of the body, to, you know, to the in the nervous system, to that essentially electric stuff. And so, and when I got that story and everything, and it's like, I'm kind of doing that same thing, talking, it's like, well, we need to turn it down. And they're like, well, oh, okay. It's like, they have no idea how it affects us. They don't, we said, so bring it on. Okay. We're giving it to you. They don't know. And they can't do anything until you ask. And so then they showed me, oh, well, you can just turn it down like a dial. And they did. I'm like, okay, well, let's do that for her, please. Yeah. And they did. And then they're like, and then if she wants, as she acclimates to it, and if she wants to raise it again, because that's why she's here, she can ask for it to be raised incrementally and adapt as it goes. That was it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we're learning, you guys. We're learning. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that we've been in communication with these collectives for quite some time, but we're still in our baby stages of connecting to them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're learning as we go.
Well, think about it, Tracy. I mean, you keep talking about not so long ago, your Catholic upbringing, everything. And that's really showing how that, I mean, that's not that long ago that we were in a completely different frame of mind where all these things happen to us, where there's this great big deity in the sky that punishes or rewards or does these things. And this is a huge, and don't, you can't talk to them. Only one person can talk to them and has to translate to everybody else. You know, so all of these things are pretty, like you say, yeah, baby step, baby. I mean, this is a huge leap that we've taken, but it's still a baby step.
Yeah.
You know, to even think that, I mean, we communicate with them.
I had a beautiful client today that we had that conversation that we're not allowed to be big. You know, when we were under these religious constructs, we were made to be small and martyrs and all the things and carry the weight of the world and be covered in guilt and unworthiness. And meanwhile, they're all standing on the altar being, I'm this and I'm that, and boasting it and ego all around. I'm the one that can talk to source. I'm our God and whatever. And have that conversation. So I love how we end up with these themes and these same connecting thoughts. And it never fails. But yeah, we've talked all about that today. And it was like, which is partly why I keep reminiscing about the Catholic days, because I already had this conversation today. But it is obviously for a reason. It's setting us up for the show. There's a lot of people that need to hear that and be okay with being connected to source, being connected. I literally had this beautiful QHHT client. Her journey, she was in this lifetime where she was in a form. Then she took on a form of a giant, and the people on the planet loved her, and she had fun with them, and she took care of them, and they were sweet and kind. And then she left for a while, and then she came back, and there was these other people that were trying to have power over the sweet and kind people, and she obliterated them. You know, she was like, I just put out this energy, and they all left, and whatever, and then I said, and then what happened to you? Oh, yeah, I just went back to being the energy and stuff. And the way she was describing it was that she was source, you know, but she never identified with it like that. She just wanted to watch over these beautiful, kind people, and she wanted their planet to thrive. And so she seeded them with her likeness in their hearts and all this stuff. It's so cool to listen to her story. And, but again, it was like, we got to understand we are that energy. We are that source. We are seated with that energy, and we have access to
we
it.
Are we great are benevolent and
powerful. And
big, yeah,
we and we are all of it. And it's not selective few that get to have that privilege. Right. We all have it. So, yeah. So I've just had a really wonderful week with people, not with computers.
People time. It's not a machine time. It's a people time.
It was a people time, and it was a good people time, and all my recordings worked out. It was harder than heck to get them to send to the client, but they worked out. So I'll take that. I'd rather try and send it three times than to not have it at all. So it
was, right.
Yeah. Do we want to do another question?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, these are fun. I love them.
I know. Mindy says, after seeing Suzanne Spooner's post about her client and ALS, do you feel that we will be having more stronger QHHT sessions that provide more physical healing than ever before? And are we seeing more or less manifestation going towards our going forward or possibly less?
Well, we will see more manifestations because we are becoming more and more conscious that we are doing it. So you will see more conscious manifest. We've always been manifesting. We just weren't conscious about it. So you will see more of that because everything we've ever done has been manifesting. Everything that's ever happened has been manifesting.
Yeah.
So, but now we'll just be doing it consciously. As far as the healings, that's always been available. I think what you're going to see there, it's as the people, the practitioner, the client, you have several factors in a session that must believe in what is happening. And when they do, you see miraculous things happen because we talk about it all the time. It's what do you believe? That is what makes things happen. What you think, what you say, and what you believe. So when you have things that happen at that level for everyone involved, you will see miraculous things. What we think of as miraculous. Yeah. They're actually just things going in alignment with the belief system.
I love it. Yeah. Yep. There's some extraordinary things out there happening all the time.
Yeah.
And when we can all let go of that resistance piece or those old, sometimes things are buried so deep and they've been reality for so long that we don't realize that we can still change that.
Yes.
That's somebody else's thought or idea or manifestation that.
It's a revelation when you realize you've been believing, you know, like you're saying, it's a belief that you've had. And it's like, oh my gosh, when you all of a sudden you realize, I don't have to have that. That's not my belief. I mean, it became my belief because of whatever around me or thing, but I can change that if I want to. This is where we are and where we're going is that kind of stuff.
Yes, I believe in that. And we've seen, you know, so many changes ourselves. I mean, look at even in the COVID stuff where everything was in chaos for a while, right? And it was like, well, what are we going to do? When's it, you know, is it going to shift? Is it going to shift? And everybody's just kind of waiting each day.
Holding their breath.
Yeah. Are they going to let us all see each other again? Or are we going to, and it's not shifting. And then there was this point where everybody's like, this is going to be a while. And we all set up for that. And it was like, we all adjusted to it. Like, bam, you know, I say like, bam, I know that wasn't that easy for a lot of people, it set us up on journeys that in the end created something that like with QHHT in the classes and the courses. Right. Where, you know, we've talked about that and you're like, yeah, it's been amazing because if people missed hearing something, they can rewind it and listen again. Yeah. Where in a live class, they can't.
Right. And we knew we needed to do it, but we didn't have the time because of all the traveling we were doing. We didn't have that time and focus to be able to do that. This gave us that ability to just do it and get it done and do it very well.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah, and then like, yeah, then now all the practitioners can benefit from it,
Yeah.
get even more.
And people appreciating the time that they do have together more
Oh, yeah.
and being kinder, more respectful. It's just there's so much that I've seen, in my reality, and that's because everything got to shut down and we're all creating this reality. And what are we missing? Well, we're not missing the arguments, the dispute, the office
Most
drama, the politics. We're not missing that. We're missing seeing my friend at lunch,
right.
during my day. I'm missing. So what are the things that we're thinking about? We're thinking about those good things that we were missing.
Yeah,
So then when we went back, what got created? Those good things have been getting created.
you remember when it was first starting, and I think we talked about this on a show, as do we think it's like a reset? And that's kind of the way you describe
Yeah.
it. It really feels like a reset. It was like we had to just do a hard stop and
Yeah.
regroup.
Yeah. And, I know that a lot of people chose that as an exit point. And, I think we've all also been shown that that was their part of their journey.
You know, it just came in, and then right as you're saying that, what it's showing me as an analogy, Noah's Ark. Because what I was gonna say, like you were saying, yeah, we reset it, and it was like, and this time we didn't need a flood. We
Yeah.
didn't need to, but some people, they're done, and so they chose to exit. But it was like, see, it was a hard stop, and that's what. That was a hard stop. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop living the way you're living. In past, ooh, I'm getting all the truth bumps. In the past, life was just wiped out and
Yeah.
started over. It didn't happen that way this time. It was just a stop, regroup. We were put in our homes for a while.
Yeah.
It
Time out.
was like, stay put, just stay put, and then we'll get you
Global
moving
time out
again.
happening here.
Exactly. So that's interesting. I had never thought of
Yeah.
that, but then you were speaking about a lot of people chose to exit. That's
That was part of it.
wow.
And I got a bigger picture of the exit plan this week too. I'm realizing this week was actually kind of more profound than I thought it was. But what I was shown is that some of the people that have left, and a large number actually of the people that left, they left because they are going to come back. They've been through, there was a lot of them that have been through the first wave. They were the way showers and setting the stage for us to, they were the first generation for that next generation, whatever. When they were complete and they had a choice to stay or go, well, they left because they're going to come back into the new generations, the new waves that are coming, that are actually the ones that are going to be, what's the word I want to use? So the first three waves were setting up the new earth. The next three waves are the ones that are going to build it and create.
And I'm getting, because they have the information because of what
Yeah.
they already came in and experienced. They
And we
have.
get to enjoy that and be part of that because we were setting the energy and the foundation for them to come in. We got the soldiered part of the job as our way showers that we are to come in and restructure and rebuild and awaken and do all the things or whatever it is that we're doing. Maybe even that's all ego stuff that I'm saying there, but everything that's going on the planet now, where people are finding their way to a new way of being, is setting up for the energy, vibration, and frequency for this new collective that's coming in. And I mean, look what we're getting. We're getting. I was watching a video the other day of this. Like, I don't even think the kid was probably three, maybe 3-year-old child gets up on stage with an orchestra, and he's got drumsticks and a drum in front of him, and they start playing, and he is playing a wild freaking drum roll of things, and he is leading the pack, and there's this little kid and he's just going to town and he's knowing exactly what to do and when to do it. And I'm thinking, how? And we're getting so many of these kids that are so advanced, and it's just so powerful. So I'm excited about our future. I'm just saying, I know there's some people that are like, how can you be excited when all this is going on?
It's what
Put
do
my
you choose
energy on all the good things that are going on.
exactly? Where do you choose to place your focus?
Yeah.
That is what your world will be about.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
You know, let's expand on that a little bit. Because I think some people say, well, that's not fair. You have all these injustices going on. You have there are all these things happening. You have to pay attention that you have. I can't just ignore them. Is that what I'm supposed to do? Just ignore that these things are happening? Yes. Because it's not, it's only part of your world if you make it part of your world by focusing on it and placing your
Yeah.
attention and your emotions
And
there.
if it is, and if you're drawn to that, then please go address some anger that's something that's frustrating you, something that's angering you, something that's not working in you, because all of that stuff is a mirror for something that's ready to heal.
Exactly. Because
Yeah.
remember, it's acting out on this grand play, this grand stage. It's usually not directly in your world. It's usually out there somewhere.
Outside.
And then we're
Yeah.
choosing and picking these things that we want to be in our world. And whenever you're doing that and placing that kind of attention on it, that's what you're doing. You're placing it in your world. And I can hear some, others saying it's like, yes, but they need help. It's like, remember, everything's an illusion. And
Yeah.
it's we've placed all these things out here to see what we want to choose to put our attention on. What do it's all our making.
Yeah.
Every single bit of it is our making.
And we'll get that concept. I get to stand up and go get my dog off the bed. So would you like to comment on Monique put in here, a 13-year-old got accepted into medical school. How cool is that? Okay, I'm gonna go get my dog.
Wow. I say Doogie Howser. So that is amazing. But that's, my brain can't even compute with that because that the intelligence that person must have to be able to do that is amazing.
Right. So all of these kids, they're, yeah. And so many obvious starseed children coming in. They're communicating telepathically. I love the ones where you got the moms, and I've seen a few of these, and not just the one that thinks that I'm talking about her, but the moms that are like, my son, my child, my daughter, they're not talking yet. And then next thing you know, they're grabbing something and handing it to their kid, or they're getting up and running over and grabbing something and putting it on the plate in front of them or something, and they're like, I don't know if I should be worried about that. And I'm just like, they're talking very clearly. You've heard everything they had to say. You turn the channel to the news, to the other show that they wanted to watch. You grab the tablet that they're playing their game on it, and you've got the food that they wanted to eat. They're communicating just fine.
Yeah,
Stop
absolutely.
answering their mind talk, and then you'll force them to use the mouth.
Yeah, there's no need to, as long as you keep doing that.
Yeah, but they're here to teach us how to do it too. So it's
Yes.
crazy. Oh my gosh. I've had so many mind readers in my office lately. Anyone else? I'm literally watching and hearing the story. They're telling their story, and in my head, I'm thinking, when they're done with this sentence, don't forget to ask about this. And next thing you know, they're answering that. I'm like, well, that was weird. Okay. And I'm like, noticeably, like, this person, just, I like answered it as if I had asked the question out loud exactly the way I was thinking it. It's like they picked that up and answered it. And so I was just kind of like, wow, that just happened. And then we're going on, and then another thing got said, and I was like, okay, you want to ask about that when she finishes her thought here. And then boom, again, it happened. Somebody said, I'm never going to have to talk in this interview, am I?
I used to know whenever mom was practicing on me, I think that when I was in, because some people like they talked about how, well, you just go completely out when you're under and stuff like that. And I was like, that's why I never felt like I was under because I went into a hyper aware state. I was aware of
You
everything
talk
around me
about that,
and
yeah.
I knew the question she was about to ask before she asked it. So I was like, I am not out. It's not working. It's not working. And I found out later, oh, it's very much working. Why do you think you're in that state? So.
Yeah, very much. And you're kind of going to know if you're a client that had that experience where you don't think you were out, or you're a future client that's going to have that experience. You're kind of going to get it figured out when you come up and you realize you've been under way longer than you thought you were, way longer. So, keep that in mind, that that's also a telltale clue that you were under.
Yeah, just know that the conscious mind has a very It has a job. Its job is to keep track of everything, every second of every minute of every day of what's going on to protect you. That's just its job. And so in a situation like this, where you're exploring other realms and dimensions and things like that, and time goes missing, the conscious mind can't explain that. So it's got to jump back in there. Nothing happened. I was here the whole time. It was all fine. Yeah. Nothing happened. And that's why that comes in. And even those of us that have had many sessions and are used to this, we know that this is going to happen. We still come out going, I think I made it up, you know, because that's what the conscious mind does. That it's, yeah. It comes back full and strong if it thinks it was ever out of control.
Yeah, I was here the whole time.
I was here the whole time. Yeah. Yeah, I never slept on the job. Nope, nope, nope. I was here.
Nothing sneaks by me. Okay, I need a second to read this one to see if this is a comment to something else or if it's a question.
And then it's probably just one more question quickly.
Oh, wow. See?
Yeah. Nice, right? Talk about time.
Okay, so weird how you say electric connected with epilepsy. That's not a tongue twister. I made this connection a long time ago by connecting a multimeter X something. If you can tell me how to live, enjoy, and playing with my kids again without my attacks would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Please send healing our way.
Yeah. Just ask them to turn the energy down. You asked, they don't know what's too much for you, and they can't turn it down unless you ask them to. So if you want to imagine a dial, whatever visual helps you to relay the message or whatever, you can just say, please turn it down, and you will feel it. It will take it into a level. You can ask them to turn it way down so that you know it's definitely within your realm of being able to handle it. And then later, if you want to have more energy, have more, then just ask them, turn it up in just little increments, and then you'll be able to see you're in control of it. This is not something out of your control. You can do this. Just ask for the help. Please turn it down.
Yeah, and a reminder to everybody, there's nothing in this world you have to do.
Right.
There's so many, what is my purpose? What do I have to do while I'm here? Nothing.
Right.
You don't have to do any of it. You get to, you can find your passion, go to find your joy. And that's going to be the biggest message. Go find your joy. Speaking of joy, Julia, how do people become practitioners or get obsession?
Yes. Go to qhhtofficial.com, and we have our courses on there. Actually, if you want to have a session, you want to find a practitioner, go to the Find a Practitioner page. And you can look through there's a whole search section where you can look under your country, your state, your city, and see who's in that area, or how far am I willing to travel? Who's in that area? And then do your due diligence. See who resonates with you. See all of that. And then if you want to become a practitioner, you can look on the site and see all the, we have a level one course. That's where you would start. And it has all the step-by-step instructions on how to do it. You can take it online at your own pace. Now, here's a really cool thing is we are running a sale for over the weekend.
Yeah.
So it's an expanding consciousness sale. You get a really good price. If this is something that you're thinking about doing, this is a great time to get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say that if you didn't, I do want to say, when is the closing date of that sale? Because somebody may be watching this later and wondering.
Yeah. Think it's Tuesday.
Okay. So we're in September. So we're looking at like Tuesday, what is that? The 27th ish, something
today
like
is
that.
The 23rd,
September,
25th,
depending when you're watching 26, this.
27. Yeah. I think you're right.
27. So September 27th, 2022. That is the last day of that sale. So, and it's a great sale.
Mm-hmm.
So go look it up. And then soul speak.
Soul speak. You want to understand what your body's trying to tell you? All that stuff. But even more things, actually. And that's the the electrical impulses from you can go to juliacannon.com and see about my course that I have. I have a book on it, on the language of your body and what all aches and pains and illnesses are trying to tell you. And then I also have a course where I'm teaching you to understand how to do that and help other people with it as well. So you'd be certified practitioner in that as well.
You also have an academy that you launched.
I do. It's finally, it's out launched now, but it's the Canon Academy of Metaphysics. And you can find that at canon-academy.teachable.com. And you can see all the courses that are there, and we have many more coming. So, and more new ones are added all the time. So it's really exciting. It's like, this is my creation of a candy store of metaphysics. You can just have your fill of anything metaphysics. That's my goal.
So. Did you guys all notice how her energy changed when we got to talking about that? You can see where her passion is.
Right? And Tracy, how can they find you?
Oh, you guys, come to TracyMahan.com. I've got things going on. You can find me on QHHTOfficial.com if you want QHHT. That's in person. I'm in Forest Grove, Oregon. If you want to check out some of the other stuff I got going on, please come over to my website. Check out the online workshops, the online store. There's a lot going on there, too. So come find us.
Yeah.
We would love to share more time. Anyways, all Absolutely. Right, everybody. Bye. We won't be here next week, right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
We'll play it by ear. We'll see what we're thinking at that time.
So. Okay.
Anyway.
All right, you guys.
We'll see you sometime.
Bye.
Bye.